Hey, Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Saley O episode. I met Saley just through mutual friends back in the day, and my favorite part of her interview was when she talked about the process of creating, and she also talked about her upcoming art show and just the artistic community, the art community, and I found that interesting, and thanks for tuning in. Peace. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. This episode is brought to you and sponsored by Blue Chew Penis Enhancement Pills. A very special guest tonight. Please welcome artist Saley O. Thank you. It's good having you, man. I've been waiting for it. I'm like, yeah, we got to get Saley on here, you know?
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. How you doing? I'm proud of you. You got an art show coming up.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
Cheers.
I know.
Cheers on your art show. Can we let's just get that out? When is that?
It's May 17th in South Pasadena.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah, May 17th. I know. I thought I'd be done with everything. That's why I wanted to schedule.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, show. So this is going to drop right before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good timing.
Yeah.
Cheers again on your art show. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Steve.
So can
I'm
you
proud
tell
of you for all your shows, you know, and everything, and like you're
thank
doing
you.
This.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
I can tell you're trying.
Can
you're
you tell?
Hard.
Do I seem a little different, or am I the same, Steve? You could tell. Do I
right
am I
now?
The same. I'm the same, Steve.
Well,
have I matured a little bit?
I haven't seen you in so long.
I know,
so
I know. But I mean,
saw
since
you.
Then,
I saw.
Know.
I feel like I've hung out with you because I was like watching a couple episodes before I came here.
Yeah, your homegirl Sasha Gray was on here,
mm-hmm.
and we kept giving you props. Cause I met Sasha through you,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I remember remember the barbecue she threw.
Yes, she's like a great
and
barbecue
she was grilling
buster.
Out there,
yes,
dude.
Yes,
she
yes.
was grilling. Dude, she grilled like, dude. I'm telling you, Sasha Gray could grill.
Yeah, she's
she
good
was
with
grilling
food.
Ribs.
She's really good with food.
Chicken. She was grilling everything.
Yeah,
dude, she's cool. That's your homie, right?
Yes.
Okay,
we just
that's
had
good.
Korean barbecue like. 2 days ago, two nights ago.
Shout out to Sasha Gray, mm-hmm. good people. She's
yes.
doing great with her DJing music career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she has books out. And stuff.
Well, she got books too. Mm-hmm. But you got some dope art. Let's. I want to start from this because this episode's about you, your trajectory as an artist. Because I'm going to give you a reference point.
Okay.
I was eating at Joy Chinese food in Highland Park. And my girlfriend, Ilani's like, hey, let's get some donuts. I go, there's donuts across the street. She goes, yeah. So we go into this donut place. There's a line. This place, I forgot. It's like donut. I don't know what the name is.
Donut
but
friend.
Donut
Highland
friend.
Park.
And
yep.
so I'm
Highland
in there.
Park,
and then,
yeah,
Highland Park. And I look to my left. And there's a beautiful mural. And I'm like, oh, that's dope. There's all these cute animals. And it was your art. Because I'm like, dude, that style looks, hold up. And then like, you know, we got our donuts.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got closer and. You did the whole wall, right?
What you?
But you did, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just laughing because your face is funny.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
Yeah.
I like your honesty. Yeah.
I mean.
But I was hyped. I was hyped to see that.
Thanks, Steve.
So when did you do that mural. I told you this would be fun.
It is fun. Okay. No, I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. Like, and like, Steve, I love you. So like, it's good.
I love you too. We've always got along.
Yeah. But I'm thinking back, have you matured? I don't know. I guess. Yeah. But you should just be you, you know? Talking about Blue Chew, I thought Blue Chew was a, that stuff.
No, this is Zen. Yeah. This is to get me to stop chewing tobacco.
That's
Blue Chew's our sponsor for this episode, and it's a penis enhancement pill. I don't want to do the commercial. I don't want to do the commercial for it yet because I want to focus on you as an artist.
Well, okay, art show.
Yeah, art show.
Can you come May 17th?
Yeah, like yeah.
The opening.
That's going to be on a.
It's a Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's I haven't done an art show in a while, so it's me and about like five other people. Mm-hmm. But now they just added on a gay astrologer, so he'll be there that night too.
That's what's up.
But my friend Mika curated it. It's my sister's best friend from like
kindergarten. Can we give her a shout out right
now? Yeah, Mika Yokota. She's an artist.
Shout out to Mika Yokota.
Yokota, yeah.
Shout out to Mika Yokota.
Yumi Sakagawa.
Shout out to Yumi Sakagawa.
Yeah, she's an amazing comics artist. I know Alani loves her art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These sound like very white people.
No, they're Japanese.
No, I'm just kidding. It's like, I know.
It just happens to be an all-Asian show.
It just happens to be an all-Asian cast.
But I feel like you might like it because it's...
Dude, I know I'll like it.
It's kind of like this wild, witchy... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously.
It's like, I think you'll like it. I think it's like wild, witchy, like intergalactic. Yeah.
Is it, will you have prints of your work?
I won't have prints, but Mika will have prints. She makes like amazing silk screens. There's this other artist.
Are you going to sell stuff there?
Yeah, yeah. I'll have
so
a big
what,
piece.
So if we go there, what can people buy of yours?
Drawings and
so what, are you,
I'm still
do,
working
so you have
on everything.
Stuff like this, like prints?
Not prints.
Are postcards?
No, original artwork. It's like a gallery show.
Oh.
It's at Judson.
So it's like frame stuff like Eli's painting there of the the Native American man?
Yes.
Okay.
In frames.
So if they go to your show, how much would one painting be of yours?
It depends on the size.
What's your standard size?
Well, I'm still working on stuff. I worked on this early, but I'm still figuring stuff out. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like a big piece will probably be about like 5,000 or like that's how much the last one sold for.
5,000.
Stop. Yeah, but it's a lot of work.
$5,000.
But it's a lot of work, you know.
Craig, she's come a long way. $5,000 if you want a piece of her art.
There'll be more. There'll be like smaller pieces too for like.
That's so.
I don't know.
Dope.
It depends
You've
on the complexity.
Come a long way. $5,000 for a piece of your art. How many pieces do you got available?
There's probably going to be about like 9 smaller pieces. And those probably like a couple hundred dollars. And then I'll have little painted rocks too. And
so you can make $45,000 in one night. Oh, I'm sorry. Not everyone's for $5,000. Dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna put this out there right now. You are gonna make on the 17th. You are gonna make $25,000.
$25,000.
Yeah, I'm putting that out. I feel like you
I don't
are.
Think it's a group show, so there's other people's work.
So
there
don't
too,
buy so. Those other people's
no,
art.
No, no, no,
only
no, no.
buy Sally O's art.
No.
Yeah, where's the show?
It's in South Pasadena at Judson Studios East. They have two locations. It's actually where James Jean had his.
Shout out to James Jean. He was on here.
A friend. Yeah.
Shout out to James
he's
Jean.
A friend.
Esau's been on here.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're in good hands, right? When you say, Maria Menchikova's been on here. She's an artist.
I don't know her.
Okay, well, but you're in good hands because artists are always welcome at the Stevie Leiby Show. Let's continue with your art. Show up at the 17th. Say the location again.
Well, you can't be.
I feel like we're doing this. We should do this at the end, but because I want to get to like where you began and like how you ended up, you know, to where you're at now. Okay, is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you're originally from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay, and then did you go to art school?
Yes, I knew you'd ask this.
Oh, so you're ready.
No, because I noticed that you just ask, you like to just go back to the roots of like
yeah,
art school.
Yeah, I always do that. Yeah,
that just, was like 16 years ago. I went to Art Center in Pasadena.
Pasadena. It's design. There you go. Mm-hmm. And it all comes full circle. Pasadena. Okay, keep going.
True.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. And then what art school is it?
Art Center College of Design.
Okay, Pasadena. And then how long, and then did you, how long, like, what was the tuition fee? Like, how much did it cost to go there?
Oh, my God, Steve.
I'm sorry. Is it a public art school? I don't know. I don't know much about
it's
this.
It's a private art school.
Okay.
And it's a private art school.
Do you live in an apartment near there?
Yes.
Okay. And then were your roommates artists themselves as well?
I had one roommate. It's not a typical college. It's like a... it's not a typical college. So I didn't really have like the college experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the youngest people going there, like straight out of high school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now there's a lot of younger students there. But at that time, there was like me and the one other kid in the department, the mm-hmm. illustration department. Everybody else, it's like their second degrees or they're just, you know, they're already married. It's mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. they're more like serious. It's like mm-hmm. a very serious school, like design school. Yeah.
What kind of like techniques do they teach you there at this, the school?
All kinds of techniques.
Give us some examples.
Half of it was like nude figure drawing. The first half is like a lot of like, just like the basics of art, you know, like the, like, I don't even remember. This is so long ago, but a lot of nude figure drawing, like nude models are there and we have to draw them. And then,
so who would be the nude guys?
Guys and girls. So we had they would old come. People. I've seen so many naked people.
Like, so they would.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. There's, so how do they enter the room? Do they have a towel wrapped around their waist?
I don't think they walk in naked. I'm pretty sure they have like a robe. They have like a robe.
So they, because obviously they can't show down here. So
no,
they're
nude. They're nude.
But they would
show everything.
Cover this though, right? Like this.
They don't care. They're free. It's like, it's art. It's the human body. It's not like, it's God. Not sexual.
I hope they got paid well.
I don't know what they got paid, but yeah. You know, I mean, a lot of them are doing that on the side. They're like actresses or do other things. And
so would you consider that like extra? Like how would you, they're considered labeled nude models, art models?
Yeah.
Is there like an agency where they book them?
I don't know. Probably. Oh, okay. Probably. I don't think it's that random.
What,
there's gotta be.
What qualifies someone to be a nude model? Do they have to be?
You know what? It's hard because
is there a competition?
I don't think so.
Like if you look like Ryan Gosling, they're going to hire you that day.
No, it's not about the looks. It's about holding your poses. No, because we actually the most interesting people to draw were like really old or like kind of something unusual about them or had like.
So you could be a fat person?
Oh, yeah. I love drawing like more like plump people.
Okay. We have to just hold on to that thought because I have to do my one sponsor mm-hmm. read. So this episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a penis enhancement pill. So you don't have to have a significant other. If you want to just masturbate, not with a soft penis, and you want it to be hard the whole time, go to bluechew.com and get your first shipment for free. Use special promo code Stevie, just like the show, STEEBEE. Blue Chew, I'm telling you, you could be a single guy, you could be married, you could have a girlfriend. It'll just make your penis very hard.
Is it blue? Is that like Viagra?
No, it's like it's a. I don't have any on me, but it's like a pill that you just chew it up. It's like candy. Yeah. So go to bluechew.com and get your first shipment. It tastes kind of like candy, like a Skittle, kind of like a watered down Skittle.
Like this.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. But the only difference is the Blue Chew pill will make your erection hard, and so you could actually enjoy your masturbation session, or if you actually have a real partner, you could enjoy it in that way as well. Go to bluechew.com and get your first shipment for free. Use special promo code Stevie, STEEBEE. Okay, now back to your art. Going back to your artistic journey.
Okay. I'm relaxing.
So let me ask you something real before this is really laxed, right? This is what you
feel tense. I feel
why?
Tense. Because we just jumped into it.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah. But yeah, yeah. As far as the content, it's really chill. We're talking about art. We're talking about your show. We're talking about your art trajectory, right? Positive things.
Right. Positive things.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, how many years were you there again?
Well, it's supposed, I mean, it's like a, I don't know. It's supposed to be a 4-year school, but, they cram it in. They have 3 semesters mm-hmm. in a year mm-hmm. instead of 2 semesters in a year. So because people want to get out of there and like start working, you know? So I think you can graduate in about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. I think I took like just over three years or something.
Oh, cool. Cool. And so once you finished that, like as far as because a lot of artists will probably watch this. Like, mm-hmm. what do you what does one do right after art school?
Well, I don't think you need to go to art school to be an artist.
You don't.
I think no.
Oh, okay, cool. Expand on that. Like, why? Because
I feel like you're an artist. You didn't go to art
school. Yeah, but I only draw on. Using a pens. I don't know how to do watercolors. I don't know how to do acrylic paint. I don't know how to do spray paint.
I think you just learn by trying, though.
Like, yeah.
You just learn by trying, and like, especially now, I feel like everything's on YouTube.
So you could just learn that way?
I noticed that recently. Like, a lot of people are so open about their techniques and everything. Yeah. And like, but art school's not going to teach you a lot of things. I'm really glad I went there. And
yeah.
I had a lot of teachers that were very generous and, mm-hmm, I don't know, who knows, but I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing now if I hadn't gone to art school.
Right.
I feel like there's a lot of things I had to unlearn and undo too, you know? It was a
outside of school? Like, yeah. As far as like, do they
because
teach you
school,
how to network?
Because of school.
But they teach you like the business side of it?
They try to. You do have to take a business class, but that's stuff you just learn by like...
Doing it
and like experience and learning and like talking to other people. And everybody has different learning styles and... Yeah. What works for one person is not going to work for somebody else, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I guess if you're watching and you're out there and you want to be an artist, you can kind of like look to other people, but I think you should really find out what works for you because everybody's different and you have to do what works for you, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And in the end, it's not about like, I don't know how everybody has a different definition of success too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, it's not just monetary, you know?
Right.
That's why I like talking about my prices at the art show. It's not about, the money is just energy, you know? And then
right.
that money helps people to, like do currency. Other things. It's like, what are you going to do with that energy? And
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
And I don't think it's about the bottom dollar. Like for me, for my art, what I had to kind of realize, I kind of hid away for a while because I was kind of like, I was doing well. You know, like well enough. Like
give me a reference point. Like after, like
I don't know. I've had a feature in Juxtapose magazine. I was like, been a cover artist for Giant Robot. I've had sold out shows. You know, but like I had to take time off to reflect because I didn't want to just be making things and selling it because then to me it became like a product. You know, which isn't bad necessarily. I don't know. I just had to do some soul searching. Like I had to slip away and kind of figure out like. Why am I doing this? Like,
do I
really want to be an artist? Like, you know, that was really important. And I think that I wouldn't have been able to do what I'm doing now unless I like took time off.
Going back to Giant Robot and Juxtapose magazine.
Yeah, so long ago.
But how did you link up with Giant Robot? Well, explain to the viewers what Giant Robot is.
Well, it was a magazine. They don't have the magazine anymore.
They have a store.
Yeah, they have a store and a gallery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout out to Eric.
And Sautel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he...
Nakamura.
Yeah,
shout out to Eric Nakamura. Owner.
Through Giant Robot is how I met James Jean and Dave Cho and... I don't know, so many other people. I'm blanking right now.
They all come from Giant Robot?
That's how I met them. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Me and Dave were in a museum show together, a Japanese American Museum of Art. So
dope.
I met him like 15 years ago.
That's crazy. And so like what kind of opportunities did they offer? Like, cause it's did they do small shows at their store or like, did they help you get magazines? I was just always kind of curious about that.
I think it's just all kind of organic and you just, I don't know. Everybody has a different style. Like some people in art school, they tell you to like, oh, print postcards and put them. I don't think people do that anymore.
Oh, but
I think people now it's like all Instagram or like digital.
So you could actually just draw something or paint something and take a picture of it.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you laugh
or
at?
Or scan it.
Yeah, I know that, but...
Yeah, you can... Like, this is...
Like, this go ahead. Yeah, that's James Jean.
Yeah, so that's... He took a picture of it or like a...
And then they just scanned it?
Yes.
And they just printed out copies?
Yes.
And then how much... What are you laughing at, Craig? So how much could you sell... That would be considered a print, right?
Yes.
So would that be like $10 or $20 or can you set your own, like, what would be a normal price for that? What would you, like, if you had your art on that?
It's what somebody wants to pay for it, yeah. I guess, you know?
So what did you do? Okay, so when you got into Giant Robot, did you go, can you do your art on a t-shirt?
Yeah, I've done t-shirts. Okay. Maybe more. Mm-hmm.
And so did you do postcards as well?
Like to sell? No. Mm-hmm. I didn't really sell postcards.
Mm-hmm. And then how often did you do art shows?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, some, maybe like at least once a month, I think. Mm-hmm. I feel like for like a group show. And then I did a couple solo shows.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so how long were you, so... How long do you still keep in touch with Giant Robot?
If I'm in the area and I'm like eating ramen, I'll go say hi to Eric.
Dude, they got bomb ass food over there.
Yeah, they do.
That udon spot.
Yeah, it's open late. So,
yeah. And then they have, what's that ice cream spot they got near there? Damn, dude, they got a dope ice cream spot, dude. It's really Honey Me.
Oh, yeah.
They got a Honey Me.
Wait, do they?
Yeah, that's across the street.
Oh, I thought it was in Koreatown.
No, there's one right at Sawtelle. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they have a dope Japanese market.
They do.
They have a Japanese market there, too.
They do.
Yeah. So if you're around the area on Sawtelle, definitely visit the Giant Robot store and support that store.
Yeah, and Gallery.
And Gallery, yeah. Now. Okay, let's go past Giant Robot. So that was a part of your experience. What did you do after Giant Robot? How did you get your first show? How did you get your first show?
Dude, I can't even remember. I think you start off with group shows or you just try to get your work seen in different places, you know? And okay, here's one big piece of advice I guess I would give to artists.
Good.
I always wanted to do like gallery shows and fine art shows, you know? I mean, kind of create my own world and make an imaginary world, you know? And do like storytelling through pictures. Mm-hmm, but because of that... They put me in the illustration program in school, but just because it looks like something, it's illustrative. But like, I didn't really want to do illustration. Like, illustration is when somebody's like, "I'll do it now if it's like a project that I like." Like right now, I'm working on a wine label for like natural wine. You know,
you are.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun. Dope. It's fun. It's like working with people that I like. It's like a product that I like, and it's cool. But sometimes with illustration, they just ask you to like, you're just like copying things, not copying, but they're just like doing what they tell you to do.
Okay.
You have to find a cool art director, I guess.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I feel like my mind is going like this.
It's okay.
What was the question?
Oh, I kind of, art show?
Or
yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Advice to young and up and coming artists.
I forgot.
Sorry. It's okay. What am I going to
say?
Well, can they... Okay, so what if... Okay, I have my own...
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, sometimes it doesn't have to be such a traditional path, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and sometimes... I feel like maybe he saw my work through... I think I was at some, like, comic thing called, like, Ape or something like that, and he saw my work on t-shirts and made little zines and little comics and things like that, and then from there, he gave me the gallery show, you know?
Oh, so that you paved your own way. Like, they didn't teach you that in art school. Or you kind of just decided to do that on your
own. Yeah, but it depends on, like, people's styles, you know? Like, where your work's... I don't think everybody's art would work in that scenario, you know?
Can you do, like... audience. Can you do, like, if you're a street artist, because I've seen people do this, can you just do it solely on the street and somehow... Like, you know how Shepard Fairey got discovered that way? Like, he putting up the Andre stickers and stuff like that? Or is that kind of, like, out the...
I think you should do what you want to do. But he was doing that and posters and prints.
Yeah, work.
You know, it wasn't only the stickers.
What are the advantages of having your art seen on the street opposed to like a gallery or something?
I don't know. I don't love street art, so I'm
But there are advantages, right? Like as far as I guess maybe like street credibility or something like that, or
I don't know. You'll have to talk. I mean, I guess more people see it, so in a way, it's like more democratic, and it's like more like to the average person. Like it's out there, and like people see it when they're walking or driving, instead of like getting somebody to go into a gallery
and buy your stuff. Yeah, right, right, right.
Not even have to buy it, but to see it, like it's pretty. Like it's a white box, you know. It's like a, this. It's
So.
There's some pretension in the fine art world too. You know what I mean?
Like,
you
there's pretentious
like you think
people.
Like, you think 5,000 is expensive for a piece of art? It's not. It's like if you think about like the blue chip galleries, like it's millions
for one piece.
Yeah, it's like whatever, you know, or like you look at the auction houses and things like that. But I don't think art that is more expensive it necessarily is like worth more.
You know? It's subjective. Like you, it's kind of
there's a whole like. There's people behind it, and it's like museums and collectors involved and all that stuff. But so I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. Like people have to figure out what success means to you, not just as an artist. I think like everybody, you know.
So who's in charge of saying, okay, that one is worth $1 and that one's worth $1 million? Like how does that even work as far as like a piece? Like who decides that? Like if you're an owner of an art gallery and you're like, okay, this is the upcoming person, this is going to be worth a lot. Like, how does that even work?
I'm trying to think of an analogy for you for, I don't know, like a...
Sorry, I had yeah. Craig, I mean, this is interesting stuff, right? I mean, I've always wondered that.
Really?
Because it's not boring because there's people that probably will watch this and be like, well, how do I make my art stand out?
Well, sometimes it's just supply and demand. So if things sell out at a certain price, then you raise the prices, you know?
Yeah.
We
could use Shepard Fairey because I watched his documentary, you know, because I like the Andre sticker. You know, I have it up here. I have it on my skateboard, the Obey stuff I like. So his trajectory is he did the wheat pasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
All over Silver Lake, downtown LA. He would climb up stuff. So when people saw that, they didn't know exactly. It could be a band. It could be something else. But it caused you to think and go and wonder. And it raised your curiosity, like, what is that, right? Yeah. So that's one way, right?
Yeah.
So that's not the only way, though, right? Like, you could do it. You go to art school, and then... Oh, my next one, what about a portfolio? Can you just come up with a portfolio of your art and then show it to a gallery and be like, hey, this is my art?
Not really. I don't think you can really do that with the gallery. I don't know. They kind of want to, like... because you're putting them on the spot, you know. It can work. I'm not going to say no. I feel like I can. Like I said, there's no one path. I know some people who did that, but it's rare.
Mm-hmm,
and I think it's a little rude. It's kind of common sense, like just to like show up and like make somebody look at your work and put them on the spot is a little rude, you know.
So then, what are other ways to navigate around that?
I know, right? So it's tricky, right?
Because it's tricky.
Be, like,
yeah.
Seen.
Could it be like, is that,
you know,
why...
this is hard to answer because it's so depends on the personality of everybody too and what works and what doesn't work. You know, some people might, that's ballsy, and some people might like that. It might fit their personality of the work. But I feel like, I think, don't be shy. Don't use that as an excuse to be like, oh, I don't want to show anything, you know?
Yeah. So so I guess the common theme is you have to somehow make your art stand out, right?
If you're going to ask me, I'm going to say no. Yeah. I'm going to say make what you want from the heart, like what, you know, and don't worry about that too much.
Because that's the wrong emphasis as far as creating
To me, but I don't think I'm necessarily like...
No, but your opinion matters and we value your opinion, but I think
When you're making music,
I was just gonna say.
Yeah, when you're making music,
when I make,
you think about like.
So when I made this.
Yeah.
Sorry, Craig.
Okay, I'm gonna have these at my show. Sorry, so this is gonna be another commercial for my show. So yours is on the 17th. I have a show on the 19th.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be selling these. This is my album.
Oh.
Right.
Cool.
I only pressed up a limited amount of these. Okay. Yeah.
That's so cool.
So when I created that, right, I made all the music, I wrote all the lyrics,
that's
did a,
you,
yeah, No, this is not Monchi. This is my solo album. Uh-huh. I actually even designed, I did the artwork for the CD itself. I actually made a collage.
Well, why are you asking me all these questions?
No, I don't. But I'm referring it to like my mindset on why I did this.
Okay.
And I know it's not for monetary gain is what I'm telling you. Okay. And that's why I'm relating to you. Because when I press these up, I'm like, I'm not saying, oh my God, I'm gonna sell a million copies, you know, or I'm gonna make.
Well, you could.
Yeah, but I'm going back to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I made it because I believe in what I made. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the process of making this. Mm-hmm. It actually, I just love making music.
Yeah.
And if my whole mindset is if I made this and people enjoy it, that's even better. Yeah, it's like I'm not even asking for that. But the whole point of me doing this was not all that other stuff. It was like I want to make it.
Yeah.
So that's going back to what you're saying. It's like when you do art, you're not like thinking, okay, when I'm painting this, I'm going to charge $20,000 for this piece. You're not in that mindset.
I have to, because it's, as an artist, we're creators. We get to make things up, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like alchemy. Like you make what's just paint and paper and then you like transform it into something different,
mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. know? This is important.
This is just paper. It's a whole world. It's like,
but it means something. It means something to us, though, is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know if you could put a dollar amount on this. I'll be having these for sale, by the way. So
yeah, but if you, but in a few weeks, there's no shame in that either. Like selling these and like selling lots of these, that's supporting you. And
$10. So if you come to the show, so Little Ray.
But wait. I don't have a CD player. I was going to say I want to support you, but I don't, what if people don't have a CD player?
I'll just give you one after.
But I don't have a CD player.
Okay, we'll talk. That's why I only pressed up like 50 or whatever, or 75.
Everything's digital now, though.
Yeah, I know. So if you can't, if you come to the show, just if you want to support it, buy it. If not, go to my Bandcamp. It's up there digitally.
The same album?
The same exact album. Okay,
cool. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
So referring this art to your thing, it's kind of like, it's the same thing, right? It's like, okay, well, you know, I would like a physical copy of it. This? Yeah, yeah. Those are just my notes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are just my notes.
I'm just skipping ahead. Yeah.
But it's going back, because I want your head back into the... Those are just the announcements I'm going to do after. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, yeah, those are the announcements later. Yeah. Don't worry about this. This is organic. So going back to this is like you want to make money, but everything's digital. So with your art, if they don't want to buy the physical...
It starts off like handmade. Everything's handmade. I make these paper cutouts. I'm painting on rocks. Mm-hmm. I'm like... there's another artist in the group show coming up. She's from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Kanako. She makes these like really intense, like delicate like paper cutouts. It looks like... It looks like hair. Like it's so crazy.
And then she's going to be at the art show
as well? She'll be there. Okay. Yeah, she's from the Bay Area, but she's flying down for the show.
Yeah.
And my sister's going to be there. She's going to be doing a tea ceremony with like plant meditation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then this other girl, Kuan Yin, she's, she does like more like sound performance artwork.
These
like,
are all like, Asian, very Asian sounding Asian. Yeah. You're like Ching Wing Ling. You're like Akito, Akado, Tanaka. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So expect a lot of Asian artists. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is there a fee to attend the show?
No.
Okay. Is it going to be, is it sponsored by a company? Is there going to be beverages? Okay. Just, we'll put it in the description once. I'll ask you. No, you probably don't know that.
There's usually refreshments. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have like food and drinks. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this much. When I was not sober, mm-hmm. I used to just go to like art shows just for the free Pabst Blue Ribbon. Right, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay, so going back, I want to kind of stay on the same timeline here as far as the art conversation. So going back to this, okay, this is a physical copy. I took a lot of time doing it. And I didn't create it for monetary gain. If someone buys it and you spent all that time and energy, that means something, right? It means something to you, right? Like,
if someone bought it?
Yeah, if someone bought it.
Yeah, it's cool. And it helps like support you to make more art. More art. Music, more music, you know?
So, but with your art, because it's something like that, right? What if they go, I don't have the money. Can you offer them something online where they could get a digital print of it? That's where I wanted to get to with this stuff.
I've done that before, like years ago, and it's kind of like, I don't know. They can see it for free. They can enjoy it for free. Come to the show. The show's free, you know?
Yeah.
Would
there be something in the future as far as because of technology where, let's say they didn't want to buy it then and there, but if they get a certain code that they put in, and then they could print out a copy of your art themselves, where it's like a color printer, and that's the way to make sales. I'm just kind of coming up with this.
Like prints?
Yeah,
I'm
like
gonna be
prints.
Making prints. I'm gonna have a web store coming up soon.
So what does that entail? What is exactly
it's gonna
is
be
a
superhumanspirit.com, and then I'm gonna have what you're talking about,
the digital stuff?
No, not digital, like prints and t-shirts and things like that on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing custom commission portraits for people too.
Yeah.
Like energy portraits and stuff. So that's more like my web store. You know?
I noticed with your style, it's like a lot of animals, which I love. Have you thought about, because I know a lot of artists kind of go into the toy making thing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't actually.
Like, let's say you had like a picture of Cole the Troll.
Yeah.
Craig, I'm trying here, Craig. If you drew a picture of Cole the Troll, but then you had these for sale.
Yeah.
Don't you think this would be a good marketing plan?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Right? I mean, because they'll be like, oh my God, that's Cole the Troll, the print that I like. And then you have these, you could sell these for $50. No? I'm trying to come up with ideas here.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. No, I'm saying with your animals, characters.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think?
Have you seen my art? It looks...
Yeah, I could totally, or okay, not only that, you can make little figurines like the size of like a G.I. Joe action figure. You could do like little, like bend, you know, where the lion's arm bends, and like little action figures of it.
I kind of want to do jewelry. That would be like something I would do first, I think, like, yeah.
Let's put that out in the universe.
Okay.
So if you like Saley O's art, contact her, DM her, what's your Instagram?
My name,
S-A-E-L-E-E-O-H. O-H, space, O-H.
No space.
Oh, just all one?
Yeah.
Saley O, no space, direct messenger, and let's make this.
See, you remember when you asked me to do the show like a while ago?
Yeah.
This would be hard to do, to talk about art on a show.
Well, I've had other artists here as well.
I know.
Esau's been on here.
Like, isn't it weird to talk about art?
No, 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 no. Not at all.
Okay.
No, it's weird having comedians on here talking about jokes and, hey, going to be at the Ha Ha Club in Fresno. Come on. You know, it's like everything's kind of weird here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no, with this show, there's like really no format. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like.
I mean, it's so visual, so it's like.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you're saying it's weird for you to be on here because to talk about art.
Yes, I'm thinking about the audience, kind of like.
But that's why.
Just look at.
But the art. But people who might be watching this might be in art school.
What do you think?
They might be.
Think so? Okay. Okay.
He's in art. Craig, do you have any questions you want to ask?
Like, what inspires you?
Yeah. What inspires you? Yeah.
Your art. Like, what made you want to be an artist?
Yeah. What made you want to be an artist? What inspires you? Thanks, Craig. Yeah.
I don't know. I've just been drawing since I was.
But he's asking you specifically what inspires you. Yeah, who are your inspirations? What do you take inspiration from?
I know I talk shit about street art, but one of my favorite artists is Margaret Kilgallen.
Okay, I don't know her.
She's the wife of, ex-wife, late wife, Barry McGee.
Okay. Barry McGee did skateboarding graphics, right?
I don't know if he did skateboarding graphics, but he started off in the graffiti world.
Okay. Is he Asian?
He might be half.
Half with a ponytail? Like he has got a ponytail?
No, I don't know if he has a ponytail.
Okay, I'm thinking of someone else. Sorry. I don't know that. I'm not well versed in that. But keep going.
I don't roll right now. Like yeah. I'm more inspired by nature, hiking, cosmic stuff, more like metaphysical energy.
Go ahead, Craig.
No,
yeah, you're helping. You're helping.
Cool stuff. And then, what's your process? Like, what do you do for your art? Like, what is your favorite medium?
Yeah, what's your process? And what's your favorite medium?
My favorite, acrylics, watercolors, gouache, pencil, ink, paper cutouts. I do these paper cutouts. I don't feel limited to it.
Yeah, yeah, what inspired you to do the animals?
What do you do when you're looking at a piece and go, I want to make this?
It's just storytelling to me. It's just kind of like setting a mood. It's like something usually like really...
resonates with you.
Yeah, it's just something like... It's more of a feeling. It's more of a feeling. I feel like other artists are maybe like much more like calculated or strategic, or they have like their process is a lot more like tighter and they know what the end product is going to look like and finished image is going to look like, and they have much more of like a linear process. Mine's like zigzag all over. I'll cut this, I don't like that, it's like it's a kind of subjective. I'll cut this out, maybe I'll try putting it over here, collaging it, marbling paper, adding this, that, you know, like it's
interesting.
So it's meditative. So if anything, I guess like my art making to me, and I kind of had to realize this, it's like more of a form of like meditation, you know.
That's interesting, and you like brought that up, because I feel like even with music, I've gotten to the point where it's just about me actually doing the act of creating opposed to the final result. And I feel like even with like other art forms like skateboarding or whatever, snowboard or whatever, surfing, it might you could be meditative about that as well.
Like getting in the zone. Like
you just get in the zone. Yeah. And it's really not like when I'm making something and I'm about to write something, I'm not like, okay, this is going to be on K-Rock, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
this could be on the radio.
It's about getting into that like different part of your mind, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it's just tapping into something.
You know, I used to smoke a lot of weed and like party more and like get blackout drunk. I don't really do that, you know. Then I don't think it's a coincidence that I'm back into like doing my art and like loving it and being healthier, you know.
Yeah. So are you saying that creating your art in a way is kind of therapeutic, where you don't need outside stuff to inspire you?
I don't need outside stuff.
Like smoking weed, like, because I used to
That didn't inspire me. That was just me, like I said, I didn't have, like, the regular college experience or, like, all this stuff. I don't know. I don't know how deep you want to go, but.
No, I'll go deep, because I'll tell you, like, going back to this, like, when I got sober, I could not even, like, make anything. Because I was so used to before.
I
made my beats high as hell. Like I would be up till, you know, 7 in the morning, pressing on buttons and finding jazz samples.
Oh, see, I never worked when I could. I just partied. Like the point of me for like partying was just to like forget about things.
No. I did it to create.
Oh,
so what I'm telling you is I needed it.
To like in feel order, free?
Feel free or even start the process of making something is what I'm telling you. And when I got sober, I had to unlearn that and learn how to create sober.
Yeah.
So that
I think that's good. You know, you have matured, Steve. Because like that's I'm not
one. What are you smiling at, man? She said it, man.
No, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And also like I'm not 100% sober, but I feel like I'm like way more conscious of like what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and why it's like much more responsible. And if I do something, it's just like it's more intentional. You know? I also, that desire for me just went away. Like, I want to be present. I want to be clear. I want to be like, I feel like artists are maybe very sensitive people too.
Yeah.
And it's just our, like so sensitive, right? Like you.
So you brought that up. Why is it that so many artists are sensitive? Do you have to be sensitive to create good art?
I don't know. I don't know, because I don't know what it's like to not be an artist. But for me, I'll just relate to visual arts. I'm seeing things that aren't there. And yeah. I'm like creating things that aren't there, like, you know?
Yeah.
So the things that I'm inspired by are like everything. When I go out to eat, like the way food looks, like this experience, being here with you, your energy, like you know, this, everything. It's not just like confined into just like the art world, you know, or mm-hmm. like other artists. I think that's why I was kind of like stuck of like, what am I inspired by? It's just everything. It's living. It's life.
I'll be the first one to admit this is back in the early 2000s, I was driven, I created because of just being lonely or sad or in pain and like, you know, stuff like that. It allowed me to have an outlet to like express myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So like back then, a lot of my albums were kind of derived from me being in a certain mental and emotional state where I'm like, I don't know what else to do. Like, I mean, if I could, I would like maybe hike more. Or, you know, other people go about it. But me, my outlet was like, oh, I'm in, like, I feel a certain way. I have to do this or I have to like, you know, do something so I don't have to be in my own skin. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But so I guess it is therapeutic. The act of making it and finishing it and stuff. And then I think now I'm realizing this. I think it got to the point where it didn't feel that way anymore. It felt like I had to make it just because it was going to sell and then I make a living. I don't know. It just,
so you went,
it got disconnected somehow, you know? So then I have to step back, realize like, why do I love this? Get back in touch with that energy. And then,
that's cool.
Around full circle. Mm-hmm. But
so you've gone through different like levels and like different,
yeah, but that's everybody has, yeah, that's living, that's life. Like, who's gonna be, if even if you don't change, the world around you is gonna change,
right?
People, your family's gonna change,
and you have to be practical as well when you say, because as an artist, it's like it's balance. That's what it's great you said that, because with anything, you need balance. And it's like when you do any kind of art, like it's okay, it's firstly, you have to do it for the right reasons, but you have to get paid somehow, right? I mean, if you want to make, you know, like a living out of it, you have to kind of have a sort of a business sense, but then don't compromise your art as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to figure that out, too. Like, I've gotten to a point, you're right, that, like, even with this music stuff, because, you know, it's like, I don't know if I could ever stop, like, I think I'll always, even if I didn't get paid a cent, I would still always want to create and make something, even if no one, like equivalent of like no one saw one of your pieces. Like, I'd feel that about like one of my songs, like, because I have a lot of songs no one's heard, you know, and I feel that I'm doing it for me, you know. It's like, it's not like I'm doing it for anything else other than that, although it'd be nice if I could put that out sometime, but I feel like certain art is not meant to be put out that way.
No, I completely agree. I have like sketchbooks, like a pile like this big over the last couple years when I
haven't
done
no one's
show.
Seen
yeah that no one's seen that I don't want to show. I journal every day now, like it's not meant for like anybody to see, and that's important for the creative process.
That's interesting. What did you just say? But, you journal? When do you, how long have you been doing that?
For every, like on and off for a couple years, but consistently with like every day, maybe the last 6 months.
Okay, you know? And what are the reasons for that? Is it kind of like a diary style, like journaling? Like, hey, today I woke up and got coffee.
It's a little bit intention setting. Like, I write my intentions, and then like, and then I write three things that I'm grateful for, and then
dude,
I write
that's dope.
Three things that I wish would be like great that happened today, and then at the end of the day, I reflect back upon like three things that were amazing. Yeah,
dude, that's so
positive.
It just
makes me feel more grounded.
Yeah,
it makes me feel more grounded.
No,
and, like,
no, dude, that's crazy you said that, because, you know, in my program, through my 12-step program, it's not a part of it. I don't know if it's derivative to a specific step, but it's suggested that when you wake up or like before you go to bed, you write down like what you do. Mm-hmm. Like you write down a list of things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
I think it gives you perspective, you know,
because
a lot of the times,
yeah,
like, you know, I might complain about, oh my God, look where I live. And But it's like, hey, there's some people that are living on the streets. They're living in tents and like, oh, my mm-hmm. God, well, I ate today. Like, why am I complaining? Yeah. Oh, my God, well, it's not. Well, I have a shower. I bathed mm-hmm. today, a shower, you know. So it's like, it's good to have perspective on, like, in that way where, mm-hmm. because I think we tend to, like, it's kind of like almost like, I don't like having this attitude of entitlement.
Oh, yeah. That's like, my biggest.
Because that's our biggest enemy. Like, if going back to the art, it's like the entitlement thing's like, well, I made this, so they should buy it, and I spent so much time and effort doing this. But that's not the case, because every, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it kind of defeats the purpose, don't you think?
Yeah, there is a fine line between, like, confidence and entitlement, you know? Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that?
I think it's good to be confident, and I think it's good to, like, not, what's the word? Like, short sell yourself, you know? Or, like...
Compromise?
No, not compromise.
Or shorthand, like shorthand yourself?
Like,
There's an adjective for that we can't think of right now, which is fine.
No, there's a difference between confidence,
mm-hmm.
healthy confidence, healthy self-esteem, and, not like what's the word, dude? Like short selling yourself, like kind of thinking small, like keeping yourself small, you know. And there's a
limiting yourself,
yeah, self-limiting beliefs,
yeah,
you know?
Limiting yourself,
yes yeah, self-limiting yeah. beliefs, and then also just entitlement. I don't know,
yeah,
but it's, I don't know, who's the judge? It's all good.
Craig, but you want to say something?
Going back to kind of what you're talking about, I kind of, everything you said, I agree with. And I feel like maybe that's why we get along.
Yeah, yeah.
We do kind of think in the creative way. Process. And like artists need other artists, you know?
Okay, that's interesting you brought that up. Mm-hmm. So is it vital to be in a type of community where everyone supports each other in that sense? Because I don't feel like with music and stuff. Yeah, yeah, Monchi happened. That's definitely a collective, and we all support each other and our ideas. But now we're kind of in this hiatus where, mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm doing solo shows, but, and I interview a lot of artists here, like other rappers mm-hmm. and beat makers or whatever, but I haven't really, I respect what they do and I admire their work, but mm-hmm. I'm not like, I'm one to like, and maybe this is my downfall, but mm-hmm. I'm one to just like, oh God, how should I say this? I'm one to just kind of like be in my little cave or something, like, don't bother me. Yeah, I'm doing like my thing. Yeah.
Like,
cause I don't want to like infringe on their, yeah. I don't want to like infringe on their, what they're doing. Although I respect what they're doing. Is that a bad outlook to
again,
have?
Again, balance, I think. Balance. Yeah, cause you can't right. like just totally hide away. But sometimes you do need to like hide away for a little bit just to be in your cocoon and, incubate.
Yeah, and that's a then, great word, yeah.
But we're all connected. You can't just be
you're
solo.
Right, you're right, you're right. Because you know? Because humans, by nature, we're social creatures.
I think we are. Even if you're a loner, and even if you're shy, and even if you're super introverted, I think down to the core, I think most people do want a genuine connection.
Yeah.
But your community doesn't have to just be other like musicians that make the same type of music as you.
It could be people some who play video games or
yeah
or like someone who's writing a novel
if
or
you
something.
Get inspiration from video games, that's your community, especially yeah. now with the internet and the world. I don't know, I see things differently. I don't, that's
so kinda everything's kind of connected anyway.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be so like pigeonholed, and I feel like people are more open to that. I think before everybody, when I was like starting my art career, people were like, well, do you want to do this or that? And like now things are flexible. So many other artists have done it where they're doing both. And
yeah,
Murakami does products and he does like big art shows, and it's not seen as like he's lesser of a yeah. less prestigious of an artist. Whereas before, people would kind of look down upon that and like, it's like, oh, it's lowbrow. Whatever.
You know, you're making me realize now that I shouldn't be so selfish with art creation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you so if you're out there, anyone who's been on the Stevie Weeby show, like holler at me, maybe we could collab on something. I'm just afraid to reach out to you.
So
I'm
just like, I'm just putting it out there. Yeah. Like,
you know, you're making
minutes.
Me realize I've just been really like weird about.
Aww.
Yeah. So, I was just scared to reach out. So, any artists that have been on
with
here,
you
yeah.
To do something
or maybe you could do, if I do an EP, you could do the, I don't know, like art for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't, I just. I just, I'm very, I'm very picky.
Yeah.
And this is my downfall. I'm just very picky on who I want to collaborate with.
That's not bad. I think you should be selective, you know?
Yeah, but I shouldn't be so selective where I'm just like, no, leave me alone. I'm doing my thing. Do you understand? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been that my whole life.
Oh,
my mom's like that. My mom could just sit in her home and just watch Korean dramas all day on her computer, and like, she doesn't see anyone.
Here's the thing with change, I realized. The thing with change is because we just, you know, we talked about like people change and grow, mature, and even if you want to stay the same, you can't. Everything's changing. The earth is moving. The tides are moving.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing about change is the only thing about it is at first it's always gonna be uncomfortable. So if you're okay with that being uncomfortable,
yeah, you know, no, okay? I'm starting to feel anxiety because now
but
I'm thinking,
pass. Yeah, but it'll pass.
You're right. The thing about I, you know, what
like,
I realized,
can, like, breathe through it, and like there's techniques, and there's everybody things. Feels this. Everybody goes through this anxiety.
And the thing is, it's all stemming from my head.
Oh,
a lot of it's in my head,
right?
Because
right.
I'm thinking, oh no, if I include this person or that person, they're gonna ruin my idea for some reason. But that's not true. In a way, it's actually the contrary. They might add something to you know what I'm saying.
Or if you don't like it, then you don't have to. You can decide later, like to not release it. Maybe it's different with music.
Yeah,
I feel like with music, it's more.
It should be more inclusive, though, wouldn't you say? Like, because dude, like. I don't know any genre there. People are always collaborating with each other. Like, hey, hop on my track, or hey, let me play guitar on your thing, or let me do drums on your track. You know what I'm saying? It should be like more community based, don't you think? I guess it's preference. It's preference.
Like, if I mean, I just think you are the one who said it. You were kind of open to like trying something different.
There's no growth if you just stay in the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
There's no growth.
Yes.
We only
I feel like
every,
there should be like a light bulb, like ding, ding, ding,
well,
ding,
this,
like going off.
I really enjoy
their transformation.
Yeah, I'm just kind of realizing things.
But here's,
like,
okay, I was like, should I bring this up? Is it too abstract? But kind of, you know, you're talking about yourself, you as an artist and you as a solo artist and stuff. I don't even believe anymore that it's about you.
I
think you're like a vessel for like a bigger spirit energy. I don't know if that's too like abstract to talk.
No,
I don't know. Does that sound weird?
No,
you know,
no,
so
no.
That's what I really believe. If we talk about that, so I think because of that, I have more confidence in showing my art because I don't think of it as like my art. You know, I made it. I made it myself. It's
we
all
are
made,
vessels.
But, like, we're just vessels.
Blood vessels. We are vessels. Blood. You know, we're vessels. You're right.
I mean,
you are right. You know what? This is I really enjoyed this interview because it's like, yeah, it's kind of make me realize different.
Yeah.
Kind of like through therapy, like going back to my therapy.
Yeah.
The reason why I like therapy is because instead of this one-sided way, the way I look at things, which is kind of like always not, it's pretty dark, you know, I always, like, let's say this is, the ceiling's all white and there's like a blotch there. I'll focus on that blotch. Like, no, look, there's something wrong. You know, I'm not saying now, I'm just saying like, picture like something there and you're like, oh no, I see a spot just there.
Focusing on the flaws.
Yeah, but okay.
Everybody
but with,
does that though.
I know, but
I
with,
do that too.
Yeah, but with therapy, my therapist presents a different set of possibilities where they're like, okay, Steven, that's one way to think about it. Could it be, could you look at it this way?
Yeah.
And then it's good because it's like, it makes me step out of myself and be like, well, that makes more sense than the way I thought about
it. Yeah. I can totally relate. Or something that I thought was a big deal. They're like, you just kind of put it into perspective.
Yeah. That's now good. we're like winding down, right? An hour. Now this was pretty easy, right? Pretty chill, right?
Yeah.
Did you expect it to be this way? Like, it's aren't you glad you hopped on?
Yeah.
The Stevie Weeby Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the time. this is the time.
Funny.
This is the time where I want to plug your website, your social media, and the art show again. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, talked about it already. It'll be
no. Go ahead. Say it again.
Thing, right?
Say it again.
website. It's and Instagram. Instagram. It's all on my Instagram. SaeLeeoh. All one word. It's my name.
Mm-hmm.
And or you can find it linked through Kwangu.
Okay. Yep. And then.
Were you picking your nose?
Yeah. Well, I get. Yeah, I get boogers.
The art show is May 17th and in South Pasadena at Judson Studios East.
Is there a website for that?
Yes.
Okay.
It should be linked on my Instagram. Again, like, I know it's hard to like remember all this.
Saleo. Saleo.
Yeah. And that's May 17th. So you might be watching this and it already passed. The show's up for 2 weeks. It's an all black and white show with like six Asian cosmic intergalactic witchy artists. But you know, you might like it. And yeah, there'll be an astrologer there and like tea meditation.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Like that. Yeah.
We're invited too as well, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. And then you said your website, your social, your Instagram, Twitter or Facebook. No,
I don't do that. Okay, I was on Fan, deleted it. And like Twitter, I don't know how to use.
And then do you have a store where if someone watches this, they want to buy your art directly, how do they do that?
Well, I'm working. It's not up yet, but hopefully by the time this airs, I don't know where. But superhumanspirit.com. That should be up. And that's because I just wanted to keep it separate from my art. I don't know why.
Yeah.
The store separate.
Okay, cool. Did we got everything then? All the plugs?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I have some. See, you're done. You're practically done. That was easy.
What is your face?
No, I'm just saying, this is, I have to do a couple announcements. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in. I got to shout out my new Patreons. There is a Patreon attached to this show. And if you want to join it would help the show continue and exist. And you would be helping out.
What is a Patreon?
It's kind of like it's like a platform where people who you could have one or you could people support you if they like what you're doing. Oh. So go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. Our new patrons this week are Edmund Chen, Richard Ramirez, Brian Wolfman, Scrotum Phillips, Scotty Two Socks, Philip Johnson. And Alberto Neri. And if you want to buy some of my music, I have a Bandcamp, stevieweeby.bandcamp.com. Three people bought some albums. So shout out to John Huang, Gregory Syme, and Joseph Osi. If you want to follow the Instagram attached to this show is Instagram/QUANGOU. I'm starting a new vlog series called Stevie's P.O. Box where I open packages that you guys send to the P.O. Box. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to send your packages, I'm ready to film one very soon. I'm just waiting for one or two more packages and I'll do it. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Again, our sponsor was Blue Chew. Go to bluechew.com and get your free shipment for free. Use special promo code Stevie. And with that being said, hey, another dap, another pound. It's time for Lil Ray's World.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
Hey, man. What's going on there, little buddy? I'm talking to you. Hey, man, what's going on?
I'm a zit, man. I'm a goddamn zit.
I can see you're a zit, man. What's your name?
Rick.
Your name is Rick. How'd you end up a goddamn zit, man?
Well, I used to make fun of my sister because she had a bad acne problem. And then one day she decided to stab me in the neck, man.
So let me know if I heard this correct. You used to ridicule your sister because she had a bad acne problem. And one day she got fed up with you, man. And she stabbed you in the neck. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad, man. There ain't much me and Beep could do about that, but we wrote a song about you, man. It goes like this, Rick the Zit.
This one's about Rick the Zit, man.
Rick the Zit, man.
Who is that? It's Rick the Zit. His sister slid his neck to bits. Betty hit her with the whip. Then he smitty grabbed his hips. Laughing at her zit so quick to ridicule her face. I drew with acne puss that would emit a funky smell like Stevie's dip. Rick the Zit, he had a chip on his shoulder full of grit. Now you have no tourniquet. Shut your mouth up, burn your kid. You're a simple pimple that resembles what you used to pick. Who's the hit and sick to split? Me and Beep are Oxy-10. Better shape it up and turn your head and get to walking then. Rick the Zit, just get a grip. Zip your lip and ship it slip into this nether world. That's what I'm calling it. Rick the Zit, oh 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 Rick the Zit.
Join us in about 2 weeks, man, for another episode of Little Ray's World. See you then, folks.